Good morning. I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today is a good friend of KTEP, John White. And you may not see John a lot, but you see a lot of the work that he has done because he is in charge of the Chihuahuan Garden. John, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, Louis.
Now, as I mentioned, that you work at the Centennial Museum and in charge of the Chihuahuan Deserts and the Botanical Gardens. What got you interested in plants and all this, John?
Well, actually, when I started college, I started as a pre-med student. And, all the courses, of course, pre-med were a lot of the, math and biologies and chemistries and stuff to start off with. And I just didn't seem to see where all that connected that much. And so one summer, I took a job at the horticulture farm at New Mexico State, and they were looking for some students to help out at the farm there and do various things over the summer. So we, harvested apples, dug potatoes, and worked on greenhouse tomatoes and kind of all kinds of different things. And I enjoyed it so much that the next semester I changed my major to horticulture, and that's where I've been ever since.
And here at the Centennial Museum, I mentioned that you're in charge of the Chihuahuan Deserts, but what is your actual title?
I'm garden curator for the Chihuahuan Desert Garden, which is part of the Centennial Museum.
And one of the things we were talking about before the interview started is the fact that, we're glad that summer is finally, we think, coming to an end, and it falls ahead of us. But a lot of people really don't know, is there something that they're supposed to do with whatever they had out in the summer and getting ready for fall? Do they have to water as much or not as much? And is there anything that they have to take inside, or is it too early?
Well, typically our falls, are nice here, and we start to cool down. So as you go into that gradual cooling and the days getting shorter, plants will begin to shut down. Now, we have our warm season plants that survive during the summer, and, if you have a vegetable garden, you had some warm season vegetables, and as we go into fall, as it gets cooler, those warm season vegetables are going to quit producing, may not bloom as much, and it's time to pull them out, and, if you've planted some vegetables for fall, then they will start growing and doing better under the cooler weather. We should have less insect problems because things, again, are cooling down. So the insects have kind of got the message that, winter's coming, so they're beginning to become less, and they're, overwintering and doing different things. So usually it's just a more pleasant time of the year. It's not as hot. Usually we've gotten some rains, and moisture levels are, better. There's not as much demand on the evaporation, so your plants just do better, bloom better. Roses love the fall here, so we have a great spring and a great fall for roses. During the summer, it's too hot, and your roses just don't do as well. But they will kick back in here in the fall and just look great. There's also, fall's a good time to think about things that need to be done in the garden that you might have run across during the spring and summer that you didn't have time to get to. So some of the pruning can be done. In fall, taking off some branches that might be hitting you in the head or, banging into you or, scrape the car when you're pulling in. And so some of those limbs can be taken off, and you can also kind of assess the garden in general as far as things that need to be done. So again, it's cooler, so it's nicer to work outside. So if you got some projects in the garden, replace a walkway or, put in a new walkway or build some raised beds or something, fall's a great time to get all that done.
Now, some people have already taken care of the situation, but there are some people who still haven't, either because they're too busy, they're older, or they can't take care of it. But with the few rain, the little bit of rain that we had during the last part of August, and there are a lot of weeds started popping up in yards, and this is something that, people sometimes forget about it and they just let it go.
Right. And as we go into fall, we have two things happening. We have the weeds that came up during the summer, late summer, that the rains, help bring on. So those weeds are growing. Most of them are starting to seed. And once they start to seed, you've kind of lost the battle. you do want to get rid of them because any seed they drop will be seed for next year. So the key to weed control is getting rid of the weed before it goes to seed. But we also, being fall and cooling down, we have the cool season weeds beginning to germinate and start. So we're getting rid of the warm season ones, but we're bringing on the cool season weeds. So you'll start to see a lot of new little plants coming up in parts of the garden, and those could be cool season weeds like the London Rocket. The wild mustard is starting to come up, and it'll stay kind of low, and then all of a sudden it'll just take off. And of course, next after the first of the year and things begin to warm up again, then these weeds really shoot up and they go to seed themselves. And so you have two different weed seasons. So the fall's a good time, September, good time to put down a pre-emergent if you have a lot of weeds that come up during the winter season. So September, kind of first part of October, is where you want to put down a pre-emergent. That stops the weed seed from coming up from seed. And you just need to pick the right product to control the weed that you have.
And what about fall planting? Is it too early, or is it something they can start working on now?
Fall planting for a vegetable garden, you're probably getting almost a little bit too late, because you, depending on the, look at the seed pack, and from seed to harvest, you want to look at that interval. If it's 45, 60 days, then you still have time. But if it's 90 or 110 days, then you're not going to have enough time to get that plant planted and be able to harvest off of it. So you want, as we get later in the season, you want to go with shorter, interval, like radishes. There's some radishes that do their whole thing in 38 to 45 days, so they'll crank out some radishes real quick. But others you have to be more careful of. But you want to make sure that it's a cool season vegetable so that it will withstand some of the frost that we'll be getting in, possibly late October, first part of November. Lettuce does well, except for extremely cold part of the winter. So lettuce, you can start and harvest lettuce pretty much all fall and into early winter. And then when we start getting our real extreme cold weather, then, lettuce might be damaged. But you can put Remay or the cold blanket, frost blanket over the top of it, and that'll help protect it.
Now, we talked about this before, but some people still wonder about what they should do. Are they doing it right, or are they not doing it? And that is watering. Some people feel, it's not summer anymore, it's not hot, so I don't need to water. But there are plants that still require water.
Right. Water is something that plants require, just like humans, and being that it's cooler, the demand for water is not as high, but plants still are living, they're breathing, they're photosynthesizing, so they're utilizing water and taking water up, from the roots, so they do need to have some moisture in the soil. So if it's been quite a while since you watered, then yes, you do need to water and water down to the depth of the root zone. So, once every 10, 14 days, you may want to come in and give it an extra deep watering so that you're taking care of those shrubs and trees that need the deeper watering. Your lawn, uses more of a shallow watering. So depending on the type of grass you have, maybe once every week or once every 10 days on lawn grass. Bermuda will slow down as the nights, start falling into the 60s. Your Bermuda grass will slow down, almost stop growing. So it'll still be green, it just won't be growing as much, and it doesn't require as much water at that point. Whereas a fescue yard is a cool season grass, and it will start to grow more. So it's going to need a little bit more water, but since it's cool, again, it doesn't need that much.
Now, what about ground cover? Because some people have ground cover, whether it's a courtyard or in the back somewhere. And when that ground cover disappears after the summer's over, some people wonder if they should do anything to it or put additional stuff. But then it might interfere with the next spring's crop, I guess, or right. planting.
If it's a deciduous ground cover where it loses its leaves after the first frost, you want to make sure you know where those plants are at. So, yeah, if you go in and prune everything off at ground level, you may not know exactly where the base on those plants are. You don't want to stack a whole bunch of soil. You know, don't bring in soil and add it on top of everything. So the plants need to stay pretty much at their same depth. You can put a mulch, if you wish, over it to help, you know, conserve soil moisture, kind of keep weeds down, those kind of things. But your evergreen ground covers will need to be watered throughout the winter. So, you know, once a month you need to come in and give them a good watering. Your deciduous ground covers that have kind of disappeared on the surface still need to be watered during the winter, so you can't go 2 or 3 months without water. You
got like a vinca, maybe?
Yeah, vinca or say a Virginia creeper or something like that that's going to lose its leaves. You still need to come in, you know, about once a month, once every 6 weeks, and give it a good deep watering.
And sometimes people will say, well, you know, here in El Paso, we have very mild winters, mild falls, but sometimes we get surprised, and so people need to be ready for that.
Right. And, you know, I always say El Paso, you know, the weather changes every 15 minutes, so you never know what's coming, but you always want to be on guard. And if you have plants that are borderline cold hardy or they're, not fully, say you're tranking the lettuce crop we were talking about, and there's a real bad cold spell predicted for that night, then you want to have a frost blanket or some kind of protection that you can take out and put over the crop to protect from that cold weather that night or maybe for several nights in a row.
Now, here on campus, people who have started the new academic year here getting ready for the fall, we're already here, but there are a lot of changes at UTEP and a lot of plants that have come up at UTEP at the Centennial Plaza and also at the Centennial Garden. These are plants that require what, little water or different kind of drip water? Or?
They can get by on lesser amounts of water, so they're not totally without water, but they do need some water. And the system, you know, if you visit campus and walk through Centennial Plaza, those plants are all on a drip system, so they do get water. And again, you know, because they come from different, a lot of them are Chihuahuan Desert, you know, originated plant material. So it's, you know, material that you can find in the Chihuahuan Desert area, or some of them are desert adapted where they will get by on lesser amounts of water. But since our water system's so unreliable as far as what comes in the, you know, the way of rainfall, you never know when it's coming. So you have a drip system that kind of backs it up. So it puts down irrigation as they have it scheduled. And of course, if it rains, then the system can be shut off and you allow the rainfall to help water everything.
Well, John, we want to thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today. And as you mentioned, as we're speaking, the weather's probably changing right now.
Yes.
From what you just mentioned. But thank you very much for taking the time to be with us here today. We've been visiting with John White. John is the curator of the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens across the street at the Centennial Museum. And if you have additional questions, of course, you can go to the UTEP website and look at the Centennial Museum and the Chihuahuan Deserts. And then there's also a link there that you could probably send John a question. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Louis.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Evan Walsh. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.